This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, on the hotline right now, Paul DeGelder is on the hotline. Of course, Australian military in 2009 suffered the 12-foot bull shark. Got to him while he was on maneuvers with the Australian military doing like bomb disposal diver maneuvers. And so he's been like a regular, a staple on Shark Week for the last few years. And they're doing Shark Week in a weekend this weekend. Discovery all weekend long is Shark Week.
You know how you know you have the toughest story in the bar to tell? When it starts with, I was defusing a bomb, and ends with, and then I had to fight a bull shark.
Hailing from Australia, our next guest went from being a teenage hooligan to working in a strip club to working his way up to becoming an Army paratrooper and Navy clearance diver. Then, in February of 2009, his life changed as an attack by a bull shark in Sydney Harbour left him missing two limbs, but he has channeled what some would see as a negative into a positive, becoming a motivational speaker and environmentalist. And this weekend you can see him on the Discovery Channel as part of the Shark Week in a weekend marathon. Please welcome Paul DeGelder.
Welcome back to the show. We've had you on, I think, a few years back, man. I'm glad to see you're doing well.
Hey, g'day. Doing very well. Thank you very much. I even got my first trip to Kansas City last year, which was amazing.
Oh, now, see, now we got a problem. You didn't even stop by. You didn't call. You don't write. You don't say hello. What were you doing in Kansas City?
I was going out there.
What, great.
I was speaking at a conference.
It was pretty much in and out.
It was a ghost town out there, though. I went walking around the city. I think I was the only one, and I worked out very quickly why. It's because ice was all over the sidewalks, and you slipped over as soon as you tried to walk on it. So obviously, I kept walking around on it, but had a great time. Went to a bar that was empty, and then in walked Miss Kansas City. So we went and rode the bull.
Of course you did.
And I don't mean that in a sexual way. There was literally a bull in the bar. So yeah. We went into, like a mechanical bull, obviously.
Oh, see, this is how you know you're living right. We were just talking about, you know, you have the toughest bar story in the world is when it starts with, I was defusing a bomb, and it ends with, and then I had to fight a bull shark. That's...
it does get me a lot of free beer.
Yeah. Well, obviously... We're joking about because you've recovered and you've done well and nothing stops you. But, you know, you started out life pretty rough. I remember the story. You got in a lot of trouble as a kid, and then the military seemed to be the answer to you because there were enough challenges there to kind of keep you out of trouble, and you really excelled at it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I don't think I would have done as well in the military if I hadn't had those struggles as a kid also, just because it was a driving motivator for me not to go back to that. And even looking back on when I was recovering after the shark attack and I was self-administering OxyContin and gabapentin and nerve blockers and antidepressants, knowing that I'd already been through that kind of drug fog as a, in my late teens, really motivated me not to become that person again and really helped me to get off the drugs as early as possible.
Right. Oh, and people, if they've never dabbled in that, they don't know how easy it is to slip into that world. It's synthetic heroin, and it's every bit, if not more, addictive than heroin on the street.
Yeah, absolutely. It just has a way of taking away all the pain. But also, it's like you said, it's just so addictive, and it's a slippery slope into that sort of addiction.
So you lose. Well, let's go back to the people who haven't heard this original story. You know, you're in the water defusing bombs. This is part of what you do as an elite Navy diver. And how deep were you at the time?
That wasn't actually what we were doing that day. What we were doing that day was the R&D department of the military wanted to test unmanned sonar and video. Oh. And the goal was to take this equipment anywhere around the world. They could put it on a ship or a wharf, and they could turn it on and walk away, and that equipment would detect anyone, you know, coming in on the surface or underwater trying to put bombs on our ships.
Gotcha.
And so me and my three teammates were acting as those attack swimmers in a sort of mock scenario so they could test the equipment. And we were only swimming on the surface at that point. So that's what it was. It wasn't anything as badass as defusing bombs.
So still, but how you got hit was being on the surface. Being a diver, you do realize soon that, and a bull shark is the one in great whites that scare me the most, because most sharks realize you're not anything to eat or what they would normally eat, and they leave you alone. Those bull sharks are so, you know, don't they have the highest testosterone level of any shark in the ocean?
Yeah, apparently more than an adult bull elephant, actually.
Yeah, and they're aggressive. I've done a little shark diving, not in Australia, but in Polynesia. And, yeah, when one comes in, I can tell you they let go of that tuna head fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we actually took Ronda Rousey, and you'll get to watch it on Shark Weekend. We took Ronda Rousey out to Fiji, and I had the opportunity to teach her how to hand feed bull sharks there. By a hand and not with a hand, which was a nice change.
Yeah, those sharks, they'll bite the hand that feeds them, won't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Out in the Bahamas, as soon as the bull sharks turn up, people start getting antsy and want to get out.
Yes. No, I have a friend who's a marine biologist, works with dolphins, and so he was in Grand Bahama and Honduras, and he and I have done a lot of diving. Now he's in Curacao, and those bull sharks are amazingly aggressive, and they're big. They're an impressive looking shark when you see them in the water. Just the girth on them, they're just a much larger shark. They're like a small great white.
Yeah, absolutely, and they can go all the way up the rivers. They've been found hundreds of miles up rivers in America, and so you grow up thinking, you know, you're out on the river and you're wakeboarding or whatever, and you think you're safe. But there's always bull sharks all the way up in them. And, you know, we knew they were in Sydney Harbour, but they never really bothered anyone. My attack was the first one in 60 years. And so, you know, you never know with those guys, because they go into the brackish water, the murky water. They love that stuff. And, yeah, they are very aggressive. I can vouch for that wholeheartedly. Quite painful when they take a nibble.
I bet. When they took the, which did they take first? Did they hit your leg or your arm first?
Well, I was on my back on the surface, and it came up from underneath me, and I had my hand by my side, and it actually grabbed my hand and my hamstring in the same bite.
Oh. And you instantly knew. You had to know.
Yeah. Well, I was looking the other direction. I turned back around, and all of a sudden, there's this giant shark head attached to me, and my brain couldn't actually work out what was going on, because I'd never seen a big dangerous shark before, and then all of a sudden it's attached to me. And so obviously my initial reaction is to try and fight it off. You know, I think, oh, I've seen Shark Week, I'll jab it in the eyeball. But it had my hand, so I couldn't actually do anything. And so I tried to get the eyeball with my left hand, but I couldn't reach. I tried to push its nose off me, but that just pushed the teeth of the lower jaw deeper into the back of my leg. And then when I went to punch it, it started shaking me, and I was just a ragdoll. You realize how little power you have against an animal like that when you're in its element and it's tearing you apart.
And so why did it let you go? Why did it keep just going?
It did. It shook me until it ripped my whole hamstring out of my leg and my hand off. And so it wasn't attached to me after it had removed that pound of flesh, obviously. And so I started to swim back to my safety boat. And whether it just ended up not liking the taste of me, or it was choking on my hamstring, which is what I like to think. I was just swimming back to the boat through a pool of my own blood while my teammates were driving the boat towards me to render first aid.
Listen, all of it this weekend. Paul DeGelder, Australian military diver, Shark Week in a weekend, or as I like to call it, the it could be a lot worse weekend. Saturday, Sunday on Discovery. And by the way, how's everybody doing in Australia with the coronavirus? I know you guys just came out of the terrible fires, man. I thought about you guys quite a bit.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a rough time. We had fires and we had floods. Now we got a virus and everyone's on lockdown. But, all my family's good. No one's been affected. So I'm very grateful for that.
All the best.
Pretty terrible.
All the best, my friend. I hope to visit you guys soon and, come see the beautiful land and I hope you guys get back on your feet very, very soon. Everybody here is talking about you and thinking about you guys a great deal.
Absolutely, we will. Australia's very resilient, as you now know.
Stay there. Hold on. Those poor bastards. You know, you think about that halfway through, I'm thinking, and you know what? They just finished watching half of their world burn.
Just finished.
Their animals dead. Their reef getting smoked by climate change, you know. And now this coronavirus. The good news is they're all descended from prisoners. And so they're amazingly
resilient.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.